AI News by Conjero.
Neuralink has always sold a huge future, but the tougher question is whether the current technology can clear the basics.
Right, because the real test isn't the pitch. It's whether a brain-computer interface can reliably turn noisy neural signals into everyday control.
And that's a much narrower job than mind-AI fusion. Right now, the near-term reality is brain-to-cursor control.
Which is meaningful, but still miles away from a generalized neural interface. A demo cursor is not the same as a durable product.
Exactly. These systems are judged by signal quality, latency, stability, and whether the implant keeps working inside a living body.
And the body is not a friendly environment. Tissue response, electrode placement, wireless transmission, calibration, any of those can throw off performance.
That's why a flashy first success doesn't settle much. One person using it well doesn't prove it scales or lasts.
Plus, the move from animals to humans changes everything. Scar tissue, immune response, and biocompatibility can all reshape outcomes.
The hardware side is a major risk, too. If implant stability is shaky, software can't simply cover it up.
And if the implant needs frequent calibration or replacement, that becomes a safety issue and a business issue.
Then there's regulation, which is a big gate here. This isn't a consumer gadget with a medical label attached.
No, regulators will want proof on surgical risk, device reliability, data integrity, safety, and what happens when performance drops.
That means the company needs repeatable results over time, not just a strong moment in a controlled setting.
And it needs independent validation, because people will want to know the device works outside curated demos.
So the big question is whether Neuralink bet on a problem that is still mostly ruled by physics, not branding.
That's the heart of it. Cursor control may be a real step, but the gap to a safe, scalable interface is still very wide.
AI News by Conjero.